is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 6th of March, 2012. It's the birthday of the novelist who said, "What matters in life is not what happens to you, but what you remember and how you remember it." Gabriel Garcia Marquez, born in Aracataca, Colombia, 1927, grew up with his maternal grandparents, the grandfather, a colonel, military hero, his grandmother, a wonderful storyteller. His grandfather told him stories of the Revolution, and his grandmother told stories of ghosts and curses and magic. Garcia Marquez went to university, studied law, went to work as a journalist, writing stories on the side. And just before his 23rd birthday, he traveled back to Aracataca with his mother to help her sell his grandparents' house. And he was inspired by the town to create a fictional town named Macondo, the setting of his epic novel 100 Years of Solitude. In 1985 came his novel Love in the Time of Cholera. Marquez remembered with pleasure the years he was writing that book. He said, "I would get up at 5:30 or 6 in the morning, listen to the news, read from 6 to 8, write from 8 till 1. By midday, my wife would go to the beach and wait for me with friends. After lunch, I had a little siesta, and when the sun started going down, I would go out on the street to look for places where my characters would go, to talk to people and pick up language and atmosphere." It's the birthday of Ring Lardner, born Niles, Michigan, 1885. Wrote about the Chicago Cubs and White Sox for the Chicago Tribune, covered baseball all over the Midwest. Wrote a daily column, and one day, in desperation, he wrote a fictional dialogue between two ballplayers playing poker, which was a success, and he began writing in the voice of a player named Jack Keefe, who sent letters home to his friend Al Blanchard. They were published in the book You Know Me, Al. Ring Lardner, who wrote, "He looked at me as if I were a side dish he hadn't ordered." It's the birthday of the soldier Cyrano de Bergerac, born in Paris, 1619, famous in his day for his heroism on the battlefield and also his writing. Fought in several battles, survived a stab wound in the neck, studied astronomy, and wrote a satirical novel about traveling to the moon. And centuries later, became the subject of the play Cyrano de Bergerac by the French playwright Edmond Rostand, who had read a description of Cyrano that said that his nose was large and that Cyrano had once written letters for a fellow soldier to help him court a lady. So Rostand invented a tragic love story in which Cyrano is forced to secretly write letters to Roxanne, the woman he loves, for a fellow soldier. The play was a huge hit in France. Audience loved it so much on opening night, the standing ovation lasted for a full hour. There were 40 bows at the curtain. Here's a poem for today by Greg Hewitt, "When I Lost My Hands." When I lost my hands, I started wearing gloves, the kind pallbearers wear, thin and yellowed. When I lost my hands, I started to stare at my father, lifting his wine glass like a dancer would a rose, at my aunt, shuffling cards, brittle veins almost breaking against the aquamarine on her knuckle, at my grandfather, holding his guitar, not so much like a lover as like a god who has touched the earth. When I lost my hands, I started to see how doves fold their wings over their backs like hands in prayer. When I lost my hands, I could no longer pray. When I lost my hands, I could no longer speak. A poem by Greg Hewitt, "When I Lost My Hands," from Reb Suburb, published by Coffee House Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Constant Contact, now offering social campaigns, a new tool designed to help small businesses turn fans into customers. Learn more at ConstantContact.com. Written by Betsy Allister, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.